Welcome to Six Eyes Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonin. And we are looking forward to having a great show. Pastor Bonin will not be here in attendance today because he had work, but we will have Evangelist Clayton with us today who will be doing the show. So while we are waiting, for everyone to join us, we're going to go ahead and have another selection. And this one is in honor of Mama Six Eyes.
So glad I made it. I made it through. Tired of the storm and rain, heartache and pain. Still love the clarity. I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still lost. Oh yeah. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of my life, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony. I'm so glad I made it. Is there anybody in here has that testimony? So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window. Is there anybody in here that's been through? anything.
So glad I made
that you almost it. Threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it there.
Oh, so
I made it.
Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it?
It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
All right. Welcome to all our callers. Welcome, Pastor Bonnet. Is that you, Pastor Bonnet?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's me.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
God bless everyone who's tuned in tonight. Amen. We're in for a treat tonight. I have prepared for everyone a very special guest, someone we have heard of before, we've talked about before, you've heard us sing. She's a very gifted and anointed vessel of God, and I just believe God is going to use her in a mighty way to encourage us in the word on today. And so if we would just listen to what the Holy Spirit just has to say through her, I think we will be blessed. And that's none other than the glorious, wonderful person that we know as Evangelist Clayton. Amen. All the way from Florida, Tallahassee, Florida. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask her to just be a blessing to us as God will give her and lead us today. I won't be on to the end of the program due to a work schedule on tonight, but I wanted to be here at the beginning just to share and to fellowship with you all. Happy Memorial Day. Thank God for all those that served in our country. Thank God for those that labored. Amen. And so hopefully you have enjoyed your family times, and hopefully the peace of God is with you, and we're going to move forward with everything else that has. So, as they say, I relinquish the mic, and y'all just have your own way. Amen. Let's enjoy her and what God has to say to her. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, she has not joined as far as I know. As of yet, I do see caller 111. I'm going to open your mic. Welcome to the show.
Good
okay.
afternoon, praise to all each and every one of you. God bless you.
And
God bless
you. Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Look in on me.
Amen. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. See, sometimes you have to come in that door. You can't always come in the front door. You got to come in the back door, and however he bring me in, I don't care if he bring me through the roof. Amen. To God be glory. I just want to be one in the number, one going time. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Giving honor to our Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our everything, who is our awaken, who is our medicine, who is our energizer, amen, that energizes us to get up, amen, close in our right mind. He didn't let us sleep too late. Amen. To God be the glory. On this 27-day Memorial Day, amen, want to say, take my hats off to all of the fellow men and women that have served this country, that made it possible, amen, for you and I, amen, that fought on our behalf and in all branches of the military. We just want to salute our armed forces today and each and every day. Amen. We salute you and thank you for your work that you have given and the work that you are doing right now as we are speaking. Amen. To God be the glory. So I give God the glory and the praise. I do honor, amen, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the love of my life, that I'm in love with a man named Jesus. And that's the best love that I could ever have. I do, amen, recognize Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, amen, and Lady Bonnet, and each and every one of you in your respectable place. I say praise ye the Lord tonight. On this glorious night, give me great privilege just to be here in the midst one more time to eat and drink from the table where it is filled and running over. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I give God the glory and the praise. Thank God for all of you callers that have called in. Find it not robbery to chime in on the Six Eyes Radio Network tonight. Amen. On Motivational Monday. Amen. Friend, that you are motivated and that you are energized. Amen. To God be glory. I'm not talking about the energized bunny, but I'm talking about energized in the Word of God. So I give God the glory and the praise. Thank God for each and every one of you and your respectful praise. Thank God for the callers that's listening and calling in. Father God, we come to you humbly as we know how this evening, God, to give you the glory, to give you the praise like no other. You're worthy to be praised. And we tell you, thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting us right here at this appointed time, God. You give what to say, how to say it, Father God, and you get the glory out of every story, God. And without you, God, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through you that strengthens us tonight, God, like no other. You're so worthy of the praise. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for an opportunity, Lord, to just encourage somebody about somebody that can save anybody and everybody that wants to be saved. Amen. To God be the glory. The doors, amen, to your heart. Amen. It's written on the table of our hearts that we might not sin against thee. And Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that thy will be done in all of our lives. Look down on the man of God, Pastor Bonnet, tonight, Father God. You go with him to, from, far, and near, God. And Lord, you carry him and you bring him back to find home safely as he left it, God. And Lord, we're going to glorify you. We thank you, God, for each and every member, God. Thank you for the station manager. Thank you for Mrs. Sixeye. Thank you for Missionary Wolfgang and his wife. Thank you for Miss Emily. Just each and every one that likes you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are tonight. And Lord, we say praise ye the Lord in this place tonight, for you are able to do all things. In Jesus Christ's name that I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God to each and every one of you tonight in your respectable place tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And I know Pastor Bonnet has been talking, amen, to us, amen, about the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. And one thing for sure and two things that we know, amen, we serve an awesome and an amazing God. We serve a God, amen, that is of love. We serve a God that is of joy tonight. We serve a God, amen, that don't mind, amen, don't mind, amen, giving us, amen, that strength to just hold on to his unchanging hand. We serve an almighty God tonight, amen, to God be glory. We're going to come tonight, amen, out of the book of Galatians. And you can go with me tonight, a very familiar book, but one, amen, that's right to the point, Amen. To God be the glory, because we all, how many of you know that we all, amen, have to, amen, carry ourselves, amen, in a way, amen, that is Christ-like. We have to be Christ-like. Amen. To God be the glory. We have to, amen, do what his word tells us to do. Coming out of the book of Galatians tonight, amen, Galatians the fifth chapter, and we're going to start, amen, around the 22nd verse tonight, and then I will give you my subject tonight, amen. To God be the glory, amen, amen.
Spirit is love,
amen.
Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, 23, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. 24, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
Amen. To God be the glory. And my subject, amen, tonight, amen, is that your characteristics. We must carry ourselves, amen, in a way, amen, that is pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. We must carry ourselves, our attributes, the characters of who you are tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. We're talking about the fruit. And my subject is, what type of fruit are you? What type of fruit are you tonight? Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And he gives us nine fruits. Nine fruits of the Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. He gives us love. Amen. Love is a four-letter word, but how many of you know that love is a powerful word? Love, L-O-V-E, capital L-O-V-E, love. Amen. Love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that you and I may have a right to the tree of life tonight. How many, amen, would like to carry that attribute of love? Amen. How many would like to have a characteristic that love just glows within you? Amen. When you walk up, they can feel the love in you. Love, amen. Love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. One thing for sure, and two things that we know, is that love, amen, will bring, amen, somebody back home. Amen. Your loved one. You know how many of them been in love with somebody, amen, and they can, you can love them to the moon and back. Amen. But when you have done something wrong, amen, seem like that word love has decelerated, because you're not doing what one would have you to do. But for God so loved the world. See, there is a difference in man's love, and there is a difference in the love of Christ. Amen. And what fruit are you tonight? Amen. Do you have the fruit of the Spirit of love tonight? Amen. Can you explore love, amen, in your walk, in your talk, in your lifestyle, in the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you treat one another, the way, amen, that you treat your fellow man, the way that you treat your neighbors. Love, do you love your neighbor enough that if your neighbor is hungry, that you will feed your neighbor? Amen. Do you love your neighbor enough, amen, that if they ask you for a glass of water, amen, to God be the glory, will you give them a glass of water? Love, love is a four-letter word, but love is powerful. Love is powerful. See, man's love, amen, I love you today, and I hate you tomorrow, amen, because you ain't giving me what I want. Amen, to God be the glory. See, there is a difference. There is a difference in Christ's love. There's a difference in man's love, because, see, man's going to come with a price. Amen. God has already paid the price, for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. We're talking about the love tonight. We're talking about love. Amen. To God be the glory. The matters of the heart. Love is down on the inside of it. Amen. To God be the glory. Love, amen, ain't no display that you could put it up on display. Love, amen, gets down in the core of that heart. Amen. You know, that's just like you got an apple. And you're going to take the core out of it. You're going to take the stem out of it. Amen. You get right down into that apple. Amen. You take the core out of it. Amen. Love is still going to stand. Amen. To God be the glory, because God loves you and I. We can say we love each other all day long. But when you done something that have angered me, you have done something, amen, to hurt me. You have done something, amen, to criticize me. You have done something, amen, to persecute me. You have done something, amen, to turn your back on me. You don't love me no more. You treat me like I'm your enemy now. But God loves us in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances, in spite of what you have been through. That's love. Do you display the attribute of love tonight? Amen. To God be the glory. Galatians. The Galatians lets us know, amen, that we must obtain these attributes. What fruit are you tonight? Are you the fruit, amen, of joy tonight? Love, joy, amen, joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Do you get joy when you think about what God has done for you? Do you get joy when you think about He has set you free? Do you get joy when you think about, amen, that He has made a way out of no way for you? We're talking about joy tonight. What fruit are you tonight? Do you have the fruit of joy tonight down in your sanctified soul tonight? Amen. To God be glory. Or do you, amen, do you just want to be around somebody just for a time being? You know, in the mirror, amen, you all mad and all puffed up, amen, you saying all manner of things. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It should show, amen, in you. The joy of the Lord should show in your features, in your walk, in your talk. You ought to hear that joy down on the inside, amen. When you speak, that joy bell should be ringing down on the inside of you, amen. What fruit are you tonight? Ask yourself, what fruit am I tonight? Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Are you a fruit that turns on and you turn off? Amen. You turn the heat up and then you turn the heat down. What fruit are you tonight? The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight, because He will give us strength when we're weak. Amen. And He'll build us up when we're torn down. Amen. He'll give you joy. He'll put laughter back into you. Amen. Where you'd have been told out from the slow down. Joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Amen. To God be glory. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad that I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. I get joy. Amen. When I think about how He set me free tonight. Amen. I get joy when I think about all that God has done for my children, myself, me, myself, and I, our neighbors, our community, our church family. I get joy when I think about seeing the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. I get joy to see joy on your face when you know that God is in charge of our life. Amen. To God be the glory. And that joy ought to be able to be displayed in your features, in your walk, in your talk, in your conversation. Amen. People should not have to wonder about, amen, what's so wrong with her. You know, she sounds like she got an attitude. She sounds like something going on. She sounds like she got a problem. Amen. Or she sounds like she got issues going on. Or she sounds like, amen, there's drama in the kingdom tonight. Amen. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me. The joy of the Lord is my strength tonight, because I can sing praises unto His holy name. I can sing, amen, songs, and I get joy when I sing, because I know that God has set me free. How many know that God has set you free tonight? How many know that all you got to do is turn it over to the Lord, and He'll work it out for you? Amen. Do you get joy tonight? Just thinking about God done kept me. He brought me through the storms and the rain. He brought me, amen, through high waves, hell, and high water. I get joy when I think about what He's done for me.
is a fruit tonight. Your fruit is joy tonight. Amen. No matter what's going on in your circle, I ain't caught up with the drama kings and drama queens, because I get joy when I think about. I could just talk about the name of the Lord, and I get joy. I get joy. Amen. I get a dance in my feet, and I get a clapping in my hand, and I got a shout in my voice, because I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He set me free. Amen. He brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I get joy because can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you and wrap you like Jesus. Can't nobody bless you like Jesus. I get joy when I think about all that he's done for me and how he has set me free. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Amen. What fruit are you tonight? Ask yourself again. What fruit are you tonight? Amen. What attributes are you displaying tonight? Amen. To God be glory. Whatever you do for him, you got to let it be real. Amen. We got to let this thing be real. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. And going on, amen, we're talking about that peace. Amen. He'll give you that peace that surpasses all misunderstanding. He'll bring peace, amen, in a broken home. And all the mental that's going on in the home, God will bring peace. He'll bring that peace, amen, where you can display that peace in the surpassive of storm, amen, when you're going through turmoils, amen, when you're going through, amen, to God be the glory, the loss of a loved one, amen. God will give you that peace in the time of your going through, in your time of your grievance, in the time of your grief. God will give you that peace. Amen. To God be the glory. What a joy. Amen. To think about peace. He said, peace be still. When God speaks, amen, peace got to be still. Amen. Who was that that spoke to the wind and the wind obeyed? Amen. Who was that, amen, that it the word of bow down, amen, to God be the glory. Who was that? Amen. That he said, peace. My peace I leave unto you. God has given us peace when we're going through turmoil, when we're going through, amen, obstacles and situation and circumstances. He will give you that peace. Amen. In the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, he lets us know that he gives us that peace. Amen. To God be glory that you don't have to fret. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. So he'll give you peace even when the enemy is trying to come against you. To put you down, even when the enemy coming against you, trying to defame your name, even when the enemy says all manner of things about you, amen, to God we go all bitter things and all manner of things and have persecuted you and throw the rock and hide their hand, okay, God will give you that peace, amen, to God we go, the Holy Ghost, amen, will step in and give you that peace. That peace that surpasses all misunderstanding. God is good to you and I tonight, and what a joy it is to think about what he's done for us. He'll give you peace tonight. How many have that fruit of peace tonight? You know, you are all by yourself. Amen. And I'm going to go right over here and have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to go in my prayer closet and have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. And when I come out of my prayer closet, God had given me that peace. Amen. What you saying ain't amount to anything because God has given me peace in the time of a storm, in the time of going through, in the time of a battle. God has given me that peace. Amen. I must, amen, characterize myself, amen, with the fruit of the Spirit, that peace. Amen. You ain't got to argue, right? You let the Lord fight your battles. I ain't finna argue with you. Amen. I ain't finna go backwards and forward with you because God will give you that peace. Amen. You just keep on keeping on. Amen. And you let them keep on keeping on. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And see, one thing for sure and two things we know. They can't argue about themselves. You just let them argue. Amen. You just let them keep on doing what they're doing. Amen. But God will give you that peace, okay? And God, amen, he'll even in the midst of it, God will shut your ears Amen. So all that stuff is not getting into your spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. He'll shut your ears. Amen. And he'll give you that peace. He'll give you that peace that surpasses all misunderstanding. Not just peace when you're going through the loss of a loved one, but God will give you that peace in argumental. He'll give you that peace, amen, in storms and rain. Amen. He'll give you that peace, amen, when everybody else is over there arguing and fussing and fighting. He'll give you that peace, amen, to God be the glory. Peace, be still. He said, just be still. Just be still and know that I am God. Amen. To God be the glory. Just know that he'll come through for you. He didn't say he might. He said he'll come through for you. He'll come through. Amen. To God be the glory. And then he'll just calm the sea. Everything after that, even when the storm then came and the tornado came, God just calmed it. All of a sudden, everything just out of this rage. Trees flying here and ice balls flying there and rain pouring down and wind blowing and knocking everything over. But after a while, it'll get just a cool and calm. Amen. And God, that's what God has brought, that peace. He'll calm the storm. He'll calm the raging storm. That's where that peace comes on. God will give you that peace. Are you wearing the attribute of peace tonight? Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And that's the kind of God that we serve. We serve a God, amen, that loves us. He loves us in spite of situation, in spite of circumstances, in spite of how they say all manner of the things about you. God loves you and I tonight. And the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. And peace he'll give you. Amen. To God be the glory. And if you ain't been through nothing, you ain't able to tell nobody that God will bring you out of situation and circumstance. How many know that God will step in for you? Long-suffering. Long-suffering. Amen. To God be the glory. If you ain't been through nothing, you ain't able to tell nobody God did it. God did it. God came in. Amen. To God be the glory. He came in. Amen. When you was suffering and going through, he said, suffer, little children. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Amen. And that's what he'll do. We got to suffer. He said, in order that we reign with him, we got to go through some things. We got to go through, amen, to know that who's in the fire with us. Amen. To God be the glory. Be like the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, but they didn't come out smelling like smoke. That's the same way with you and I tonight. Long suffering. If we go through it, God is going to bring us through it. If he bring you to it, God is going to bring you through it. Go through your long suffering. Amen. To God be the glory. And then you will know, when you knock down, you will know how to get up again. You will know how to get up because you done been knocked down. Now you know, amen, how to get up now. You're no longer on milk now, but you're on meat now. So you know how to get up. Amen. We fall down, but we get back up again. How many know that we get back up again? We fall down, we're going to get up. Don't you stay down. Don't you wallow in it. But you get up. You go through. Go through your long suffering. Go through it. Amen. To God be the glory. See, when you come through it, amen, then you're able to tell somebody who brought you through it. It was nobody. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that brought us through it. God gave us an intercessor to intercede on behalf of us. Amen. To intercede. Amen. To go. Amen. To the Father on behalf of us. He gave us his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to intercede on behalf of us. That's love. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's love. That's love. And we got to go through some things. We got to go through, church, no matter what it looks like. Everything ain't peaches and cream. And if everything going smooth for you and you ain't had no rain in your life, I encourage you tonight, wait a while. Wait a while. And you're going to go through some storm. You're going to go through some rain. You're going to go through some earthquakes. You're going to go through some tornadoes. Amen. You're going to go through some windy winds. You're going to go through something. You're going to go through cries. You're going to go through tears. Amen. To God be the glory. But God, amen, is in it with you. He in the valley with you. Amen. And you got to go through it. Amen. In order that you tell somebody who brought you through it. You can stick a fork in that because it's already done. You got to go through in order to get through. Amen. And if you ain't been through nothing, wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. You're going to go through some things. Amen. And if you ain't cried, you ain't had no wells of water, and you ain't felt like throwing in the towel. Amen. And everything been peaches and cream for you. Amen. And you had everything on a platter. Wait a while. That platter going to become empty. Amen. That platter. Amen. You're gonna see some things. You're going to go through some things. And you're going to say, why me? He's going to say, why not you? Why not you? If you ain't been through nothing, how you going to tell somebody? If you ain't been locked up, how you going to tell somebody what it's like to be locked up? If you ain't been lied on and talked about, how you going to tell somebody what it feels like to be lied on? If you ain't been criticized and persecuted and scandalized, how you going to tell somebody what it's like if you ain't been through it? Amen. To God be the glory. If you ain't lost something, you ain't lost a loved one, how you going to tell somebody what it's like to grieve? How you going to tell somebody? Go through your long suffering. Go through. Come through. Go through. Don't stop in the middle of your storm. You go through your storm. Go through your long suffering. Go through it. Characteristics of long suffering. We must carry these attributes. We must carry these, we must have these characteristics of the nine fruits of the Spirit. Long suffering. Go through. Go through and watch how God will bring you through. He said, I never leave you. Nor will I ever forsake you. Where I am, there ye may be also. So we can be, amen, with the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And we know without a doubt that if he bring us to it and God is with us in it, he's going to bring us to it. So press your way through. Press your way through and come through. Come through like a champ, because you is a champ tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Goodness. Goodness. We serve a good God tonight. We serve a God that's so good to us that he hung, bled, and died on the cross for you and I. Amen. God's goodness. God's goodness, his grace and mercy is sufficient to you and I. Tonight, God is good to us. He ain't good sometime, but he's good all the time. He is our way maker, our miracle worker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness. God is an on-time God. God is good to you and I tonight. Do you carry the attributes? What fruit are you tonight? Do you carry goodness in you tonight? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is good to us, and his mercy endureth to all generation, to all of us. He just says something, all, to all, endure. So go through, endure, endure, go through. Amen. God's goodness is good. Oh, taste and see him tonight, that he's good to you and I tonight. He's gentle. Amen. He's gentle as a lamb. Amen. And God wants us to be humble. He wants us to be gentle. Be gentle with what you have. Amen. To God be the glory. Don't treat it like it's nothing, but you be gentle with it. Just like you gentle with a baby, like a newborn baby. You got to be gentle with that baby. You got to be gentle with that baby. You got to hold that baby with gentleness and caring. You got to hold that baby that nothing happen to that baby. You got to be gentle. Be gentle in your speaking. Amen. Be gentle in your act of kindness. Be kind to one another. Be gentle. Amen. To God be the glory. See, the enemy come in. The enemy have. He'll have a playtime with you. And then the next 15 minutes or so, you're sorry. You're sorry about what has already been done. Be gentle. You have to learn to be gentle. Be gentle with your loved one, your family, your siblings, your neighbors, your community, your church family. Be gentle. Amen. Treat people, amen, with loving kindness. Be gentle with a person. You ain't got to be all hard and rough neck. Be gentle. Be gentle. Amen. To God be the glory, because God is good. God handled us with gentle care. He handled us with care, love and care. And he handles us. You know, he don't handle us rough. Amen. He don't leave us out there, amen, to a sore, but he handles us with gentleness. You know, just like we are babies, we are his children. He called us sons and daughters. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. And he said all that he made was good and very good. So be gentle. God is good with you and I tonight. No other help that.
All right, I'm sure she'll be right back with us. And while we wait, let's just get another selection on real quick. Just a moment. Thank you very much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still lost. Oh yeah. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of the rest, he still has a plan for me. And it's working for my good. And it's building my testimony. I'm so glad I made. Is there anybody in here who has that testimony? song if you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I've got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
It's working for my good. We made
Amen.
It. God's goodness. God's goodness, his gentleness. God is so good to you and I tonight. He's better to us than we are to ourselves. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. The devil thought he had me. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, and one thing for sure, and two things we know, when the devil get mad, amen, we know that God is up to something. Amen. To God be the glory. But we thank God. Amen. For what fruit are you tonight? What fruit are you? Amen. Are you faith tonight? Because faith is the substance, the thing hoped for. Hope. Your hope is in faith. Your hope is belief. Amen. To God be the glory. Faith is the substance, the thing hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it. You can't touch it. But you believe, amen, through the Holy Spirit, that faith has brought you here. And you better hold on to faith. And don't you dare let go, no matter what it looks like all around you. You keep the faith the size of a mustard seed. Amen. And you can move mountains with that mustard seed. Faith, what fruit are you tonight? Obtain the fruit of faith tonight and hold on to your faith. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. Amen. God has brought us too far to leave us. You keep the faith. Amen. Carry those attributes of faith tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. We know, amen, faith without work is what? Dead. It's no good. It's no good to you and I. Amen. To God be the glory. Faith without work, if you don't put nothing in it, sorry to tell you, you get nothing out of it. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But when you hold fast to God's unchanging hand, you trust him when you cannot track him. You don't need a GPS or a navigator system to direct your path. God is your map quest. So you hold on to faith tonight. You hold on to it. You carry that attribute of faith tonight. You carry those nine fruits of the Spirit tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Meekness. Meekness. Be humble. Be humble. Amen. He tells us in the book of 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You got to be meek. Meek, you just calm down. Be meek. Be humble in spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. You ain't got to be all wise, but just be meek. Be humble. It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and I heal the land. Amen. Sin stinks in his nostril. But if we be meek, meek and humble and obedient to the voice of the Lord, amen, to God be the glory. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Amen. In thee, be humble and be meekness. Amen. You can't lose when God is on your side. You can't lose. I guarantee you, try him for yourself and you'll see that he's all right with you. Just be humble. You ain't got to be all loud and rambunctious and all of that because it don't get you anywhere. It doesn't get you anywhere. You lose out. You lose out.
because you're showing who truly you is. You're coming out of your character. You're coming out of your character. Amen. You go out to love one and hate the other, but you can't love them both. You go out to love one and hate the other, because we don't serve a Burger King kind of God. God is not Burger King, and you can't have it your way. You either do it his way, or you're going to have to just do it the other way. Amen. But it behooves you and I to do it his way, because his way is the right way. We want to do it right. We want to do it right. Amen to God. Because we don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. Out of all the work you have done down here, then you going to get there and he going to say, depart from me. I knew you not. I knew you not. That would be something else. Well, Lord, I fed the hungry. Lord, I gave my shoes, the shoe that I had on my feet, I gave to the homeless one. But did you do it? Did you do it did you do it in love? Did you do it, amen, or you did it to be show for, you did for a showboat? So you want to tell somebody what you did for somebody else? Are you doing it for a show and a fashion? Meekness. You got to be humble. Humble. Humble to your sister, your brother, your neighbor, your community, your church family. Humble to those that's left fortunate. Humble to those, amen, that you meet in the street that don't have a good smell and you turning your nose up. You got to love. You got to be meek. You got to be humble to one another. You got to treat people like you want to be treated. You can't talk to people any kind of way. Amen. Be not dismayed. God is not marked. God sees and knows all things. Amen. Temperance. Temperance. And against such, there is no law. Temperance. You have to learn to be patient. Patient. Amen. To God be the glory. Temperance. Against such, there is no law. You know, it pays. Amen, to be patient. Be patient. You know, stop being in a hurry. Stop wanting everything in a hurry.
Temperance means self-control.
Self-control, you're right. Be humble. That's right. Self-control. Controlling your temper, your mouth. Self-control, having control of who you are. Patient, all of these attributes. You got nine fruit, not fruits, nine fruit, F-R-U-I-T. Nine fruit are the spirit. Having self-control in a conversation, in your ways, in your walk, in your talk. Having self-control. Controlling your attitude, your snottiness, your naughties, having self-control, patience. All these attributes work together. Temperance, against such, there is no law. There is no law. There is no law. Amen. But we do and we must abide by God's commandment. He gave us commandments that we must abide by. He gave us commandment. The nine fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. Against such there is no law. Amen. To God be the glory. We are helpers to one another. We are helpers to one another.
Amen. To God be the glory. We all are not there. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are on a journey of learning. And we are helpers to one another. That's what am I, my brothers and sisters, keeper? Or am I out to tear my sisters and my brothers down? The nine fruits of the Spirit. What fruit are you tonight? What fruit are you tonight? Are you one that put others down, says all manners of things about others? You want to be heard for your loud voice? Amen. You want to be heard in the crowd? Are you helpers to your sisters and your brothers? Are you helpers to your neighbors? Are you helpers to those that's lost along the way? Are you helpers to those that's standing up on the corner holding up a sign? Are you helpers to one that's laying on the bed of affliction? Are you helpers to those that's in the nursing home, in the rehab? Are you helpers to those that's in a mental hospital? Are you helpers to those that's behind the prison wall? Are you your brothers and sisters keeper tonight? We must acquire the nine fruits of the Spirit. We must carry those attributes, and you must wear them well. You must wear them well. Amen, the fruit of the Spirit. You must wear those attributes, your characteristics of who you are, of who you are. Thank God, amen, for the fruits tonight. What fruit are you? Ask yourself, what fruit are you tonight? Do you acquire, do you carry the nine fruits of the Spirit tonight? And I ask that question, what fruit are you tonight? Are you an apple? Are you an orange? Are you a banana? Are you a grapefruit? Are you orange? Are you a cantaloupe? Are you a watermelon? What fruit are you tonight? The nine fruit of the Spirit. Coming out of the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 22nd to the 24th verse. God's word is for God's people, and he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. That's you and I. That's you and I. Not the building, not the house, not the mansion, but what he's saying to you and I tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for Pastor Bunny tonight. Amen. To God be glory. And thank God for each and every one of you here on the God's Radio Network. Amen. To God be the glory. Queen, I thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you, our missionary Wolfgang and Miss Emily. And thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, Lady Bunny. Amen. The Lockleys, I don't know if you're on, but thank God for each and every one of you in your respectable place. Amen. To God be glory. I'm thankful. Amen. For what the Lord has given me tonight. What fruit are you? We have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because we're not there. We are not there, all of us. We are still, God is still working on our building. We are in work in progress. Amen. God is still working on us. Amen. I'm so grateful that I got room to grow. I'm so grateful I got room to grow. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. So I give God the glory and the praise for who he is. I tell God thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. And I'm going to do like Pastor Bonnet do. Amen. If you have any takeaways and you have something you want to add, amen. We're on this journey to learn, baby. And it's all about Christ Jesus. It's all about him. It's all about him. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To the floor is open. Amen. And your takeaway. Amen. Queen Nye.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up all mics. Excuse me, the 205 and the 904. And if anyone would like to give their takeaway, you can go ahead. Great, great message. I love the fact that you spoke on love, and that one of the things that I truly try to live by, but it's not just living by it. It's just what's in my heart and breathing love. And like you say, we're all a work in progress. And being emotional creatures, love is a powerful word. Love is a powerful emotion. And it can take you in different directions. We do stuff a lot of times out of love. We have to go ahead. So what I was saying was we have to pay attention to what we do, what direction we move in when it comes to love, because it can be a great thing that we show the love that God directs us to show or asks us to, you know, do love thy neighbor as you love thyself, you know, and so forth. But then sometimes we do stuff out of love that are not pleasing to God, and that's when we have to say, you know, stop and take a moment and say, Lord, you know, forgive me for acting on my own and not acting as you have directed me, or allowing me to take a moment and pray about a situation and giving it to you to handle instead of taking my own action. So love is a very powerful word, and we just have to pay attention. So that's what I got out of the message, is understanding we're all still a work in progress, but everything in love.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, good evening, everybody. To God be the glory. I just want to first of all say thank you, Evangelist Clayton. You have blessed me with the word today. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I always, when I'm praying, I always ask God to fill me up with the fruits of the Spirit. You know, desire to have the fruits of my in the Spirit, to have love, definitely have love. Love that neighbor is Christ, love the church. Even when I'm praying, as God said, husband, love your wife as Christ. Love that neighbor. Yes, love your wife as Christ loved the church, because he has to love us. That's one of God's commandments for the husband, is to love his wife. And so, also, thank God, definitely joy, I speak with joy, and joy in your heart, because when you have joy, you can say you want to be happy. But when you have God. That's God's joy. You have joy deep down in your heart. And then we ask for God to give you peace. And you have, when you have peace of mind and peace in your spirit, you got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because when you have peace, that passes all understanding. Because a lot of people, you can have money, but you don't have no peace. Just have everything that you think you have and desire. But when you got no peace, what do you have? Because
you
have to have a peace of mind.
That's right.
And so, as long suffering, I consider that when you go into trial, tribulation, and persecution, and then, you know, we go through the long suffering, because sometimes long suffering is a teacher. You know, teach us, and then if you fail that, you got to go through it again. And if you don't fail that test,
God
put us through tests, and then you got to go right back and do it again if you fail that test.
Yes, yes.
So that's why you ask God to help us through this long suffering. And when you talk about gentleness, And when you have a gentle spirit, a gentle heart, that's a loving heart.
Yes, God. That's it.
Definitely have goodness. And when it says goodness and mercy,
that's it.
You thank God for his goodness and his mercy.
That's
something that a lot of people might not have because they might have fear. And what's the opposite of fear? Faith. And we definitely have faith. You got to trust in God.
Got to have.
You got to walk by faith and not by sight. You
got
to have faith.
That's it.
Have faith as a mustard seed. You have faith even if it's a mustard seed. Love you to faith. God will give you hope. He'll give you some hope. I don't mean to come back and preach again, sister, but I know this is one of my favorite scriptures. This is my prayer.
When
you have a meek and gentle spirit, that meekness, when you have meekness, you can draw honey better than you wish vinegar. So when you have that meekness and that gentle spirit, you know, gentleness is good, and meekness goes come on with one another. You know what I'm saying? That
meek spirit.
You can draw people unto you when you have a meek spirit. You don't know how to talk to people when you have a meek spirit.
That's right.
And being sold for Christ when you have that meek spirit. You know, and I didn't mean to come out with it, but I was like temperance when you were saying patience. And then you have to have self-control because you can be hot-headed.
Self-control, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to have some kind of self-control. Sometimes, because I was I had to get off the line a little bit. I still was on the line. I had to tell my son. I had to get on to him. And he was saying what he's going to do. And I said, and I was thinking about the fruits of the Spirit. Don't be hot-headed. Because I know we pastors, but you know when you say you have PK kids, we got a PK kid.
That's right.
And when he was talking about, I was going to go cuss them out. And I had to tell him, no, you go to them with a meek spirit. You got to go there with a gentle heart. Just calm yourself down. I had to tell you, calm yourself down. Because somebody, you can mess with the wrong person.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you have to have temperance, and you have to have self-control.
Self-control.
And so I just thank God for the word. I just thank God. That is my takeaway today. Thank you for this. That just made my day because just to help me to keep on praying for these nine fruits of the Spirit. God is good.
That's right.
And he's good all the time. And I just thank God for you. And everyone is faithful on this prayer line. I just thank God for every last one of you. Amen. God bless everyone.
Praise God for you, Lady Bonnet. And that is so true. That is so true. You know, because self-control means, man, you got to be patient. You get so angry, you be wanting to knock them out. But you got to have that self-control. You got to be patient. You got to let them go. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be patient because you're going to make me do something. You're going to make me act up. You're going to make me show enough, act up.
Because we could be saving everything. You could be saved,
we
need God to help us. We have to have the Holy Spirit to help us because the Holy Spirit and let us know what
to
do. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll get out of somebody can make you so hot, you want to hit them with a brick or then I'm cussing them out. You get what I'm saying?
And
but
Lord,
then we
help
ask God
to be the Holy Lord. Give me patience, Lord, because I'm telling you, I'm blowing up, Lord. Lord, I have to have self-control because I can't let them bring me out of my character. You know?
Yeah.
I can't let them bring me out.
We
said, get angry. He said, get angry, but sin not.
But sin not. That's right.
That's it.
And the thing about it is we are human. Ain't nobody
we
God
are human.
Of God. You know, greater than he that's in me, that he that's in the world. So, Jesus, you know, we can't be of the world, but if we ask Jesus, he'll be in us. And he'll send forth the Holy Spirit, send out his ministering angels, and say, calm yourself down. Because a few times I had got but I had to repent, and I had to say I'm sorry.
That's right.
You know, not to have pride, not to go back and say, I repent and I'm sorry.
That's right.
We have to ask God to fill us with these fruits of the Spirit.
Praise God. Thank you, Lady Bonnet.
I love you all.
I love you too. I love you. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Any other takeaways?
I thank God for tonight, and I appreciate what God is doing. I enjoyed the word tonight. I enjoyed, and I thank you, Prophetess Clayton, for speaking the word, and I enjoyed the fruit of the Spirit, and I do my best to live by the fruit of the Spirit. And you're doing a wonderful job, and just keep on ministering the word and be blessed. And I love you. Amen.
Love you. God bless you.
Yes, this is Cindy's wife. I just want to say that I thank God for the word of God, and you know, we all got to go through all those fruits of the Spirit, and we will go through them sometime. And we got to bear one another's burdens. So, too, if a man think himself to be higher than anyone else, you know, then we have to go to the Lord about that. And we have to, we can't be deceived. God is not marred. And we are to let us not be weary in well-doing. No matter what we go through, we got to keep our hands in God's hands. And he will definitely set us on the right track. And I thank God for the word this night, and I thank God for all the teaching and learning. So I really enjoyed myself tonight, and I thank God for you being and just to help Pastor Bunnett out and Miss Bunnett out. And that's my words. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God to God. Sorry. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? We don't want to leave nobody out.
Well, I can say, you know, like I said earlier, I just truly enjoyed the message from you, Evangelist Clayton, and everything that First Lady Bonnett was saying. Yes. Y'all keep praying for me in that area with a certain situation I'm dealing with, because I have truly been tested. Truly been tested.
Yeah.
And it's is so hard. And I feel like since I've been in Cleveland, I have not, I'm around so many negative spirits, and it's like it's a constant battle of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm fighting. I'm in a lion's den. I'm constantly fighting these spirits and dealing with stuff that I've never had to deal with, the negativity, the jealousy, the talking about people. It's nothing positive. And I'm so out of my environment, and it's hard.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like 7 years now, and I'm like, ooh.
And that's,
that's
the breaking point right there. That's God's breaking. That's God's number. That's 7 years.
Yeah.
But that 8 year, you coming to a new beginning.
New beginning. New
that
beginning.
8 year, you coming into your new beginning. You
new beginning.
You bind up the spirit, you bind up all those witchcraft spirits around you. You need to go get
Amen.
Your door. I'm sorry to say this. I ain't mean to break it, Sister Nikhil.
No, you fine.
You get you some oil, get you some anointed oil. Even if
That's
you
right.
pray about over it, if you have someone to pray over that, I'm talking about a true man, woman of God, pastor, pray over that oil. And you get around there and you anoint your house, you anoint
That's
your
right.
north yourself,
right.
and you go before God and you bind up all those witchcraft spirits that's around, because those witchcraft spirits, that's a demonic spirit. You cast them back to dry places.
Demonic spirit.
And you just call, you just talk to God and you pray and you anoint. You anoint yourself. I don't know. Dalton said this is what the Spirit of God is just giving me to tell you. And you know, I don't be real vocal on stuff like this because I try, you know, sometimes I get vocal, but this is what the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you.
Yeah.
You get you some anointing oil. And you go up and you anoint your house. You anoint your shoes, anoint the bed, anoint your pillow with oil and pray. Like you get in there and pray, and you bind on God said, "What if you bind on earth? What if you bind on earth that it'll be bound up in heaven?
You're
what
bind
if
you in heaven?
Whatever
you loose,
that be loosed in heaven.
You loose
so
it in heaven.
You go ahead and bind up all those spirits around there, and then you loose the spirit of peace. You loose that spirit of peace. That's what you're in the word today. Loose that spirit of peace that passes all understanding. And you definitely need you some joy. You need some joy in your spirit because that's it's trying to break you. You'll get discouraged.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
That people get discouraged.
That's
you know,
yes.
you're faithful. Your faithful story. Yes, the enemy gonna keep coming in and coming to you. You know why he keep knocking at you and keep throwing all the fiery darts at you? Because you're faithful.
Yeah.
And he ain't gonna come at you. Ain't doing nothing.
You better say that.
You put on the full armor of God on you.
Hallelujah.
You put the full armor of God. Put the breastplate of life on you. Put the helmet of garment of faith.
Helmet of salvation
on.
You
put it on. And you just go and you pray and you stand. You stand on God's word.
Praise God.
I ain't mean to break you, but this is what the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you.
I had some oil, and this person came into my house, and I said, and I put the oil on their forehead, and I prayed, because I was like, Lord, please remove this demonic spirit in my house, in this person, and I've done that twice already.
Amen. Thank you, Chief.
But,
my mama always told me, she always prayed, don't let no evil spirit come across her door.
Don't let it come. Yeah, it'll creep in. It will creep in. And then he'll bring seven more. He'll bring seven more with it.
Yes, he will.
That's right.
What I'm saying. One of them demons jump off into your house, or you be like, "What is going on?" And that's why you can't do nothing to the care. Don't lay hands on everybody. Because those hitchhiker spirits can get off on you.
You check it out of my mouth.
When you lay hands on everybody, don't
check it out of my mouth.
Because it comes off on you. And they hear attack, and you thought, what is going on in my household? Because they don't brought Holy Spirit on and they're with you. Like you said, they're bringing seven more spirits. So, those spirits are connected to one another. You get what I'm saying?
One another.
So,
they real. Spirits are real.
Thank you, God.
Spirits
Lord,
are real.
They are very real.
And I want to say this, too, Mikhail. It's not always good. You know, mama and them and papa and them always told us, Lady Bunny, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. He said, and what you do, you do it in secret. And you do it in secret, and he will reward thee. You don't have to let nobody know what you doing. You don't have to let nobody. Sometimes you have to just begin to wash those things, you know, just like washing. You have to wash them things out, and you have to command them spirit to get out. You ain't got to do it around nobody. You ain't got to do for a show somebody can hear it. But he said, what you do in secret, he will reward thee openly. You know, so you do, as Lady Bunny have said, sometimes, you know, even the oil become tainted because it is used on the wrong purposes. You get your fresh water oil, as she said, pray over. If not, you call Pastor Bunny. Call Pastor Bunny, or you call me, and let us pray together over it. You know, over it together. And then you begin to bind up those witchcraft and those spirits that have creeped in, and then make things seem unseen and like it's you. You began to bind those things up in the name of Jesus. Send them back to and return no more.
You return no more. You send them back. And you turn your gospel music up just loud and play it just loud. Them demons got to get up out of there. They got to get up. You will hear your doors start slamming and bamming, and it ain't nobody going out. Nothing but them demons trying to get out. Open up your door and let him come on in. You got to usher the Holy Spirit in. You got to ward them demons up out of there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, I need praise that. God. We definitely going to have to talk.
Amen.
And pray.
Amen.
And we definitely going to keep you lifted up in prayer that every Christmas crevices in that household, all over, everywhere around you, surrounding you, every perimeter, from the front door to the back door, for every doorpost, everywhere, every Christmas crevices and everything. That God, you battle every demonic spirit. You got to get out of here.
That's
open up that door and tell it
to
go. When you know it, when
you
know it, go out, tell that devil to go. Go back
you
to God's places, because you talk about go back.
You
talk about go back to the peace of hell.
You can't go there.
You
don't be sweet to
get it out of hell. They're here on earth. Jesus, in and out of hell. You get what I'm saying? So we go back to the pits of hell. No, go back to dry place. You got to cast those demons to dry place.
Open up the door, get out of here, and don't let nobody come in. You're gonna be tested.
I mean, we all get tested. That's what I was just saying. You know, we all get tested. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I get tested in my marriage. So, you know, but we still have to have the spirit of forgiveness, you know what I'm saying, with me, you know, with our marriages and stuff. But I'm just saying that, you know, we just have to, we're going to keep you lifted up in prayer. But you, you get around there. You ain't got to be on your knees. Get around there and walk around that house. I mean, just hallelujah. Let's praise the God around that house.
Hallelujah.
He won't flee. The devil's going to flee.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
He
going to
flee.
You saying hallelujah. Praise God.
Get out of my house.
Get up out of here, devil. You got to go. I'm giving you your attention level right now, devil. I ain't giving you no 30 days notice. I'm telling you right now, you got to get up out of my house right now. Here's your eviction paper right now. Here go your pink letter right now. You are fired.
That's right.
You are
evicted out of this house. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
And we definitely, I'm definitely getting around. I'm talking about you go touch everything. Hallelujah. Just keep on praising God. You're going to see the results. He's going to usher in his ministering angels upon you, his protecting angels, his guardian angels around you, his legions of angels around you. Oh, yeah. God got you.
Man.
But it's time for your new beginning. This is God's year.
Amen.
This is God's year. It's time for that spirit. It's 7 years you've been there. Oh, this past year, it's time for new beginnings.
Amen.
New beginning. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbly as we know how, God, to tell you thank you, God. Thank you for meeting us right here at this appointed time, God. But, Lord, we come and touch and in agreeing on behalf of our sister, Father God, Queen Nikel, tonight, God. You know who she is and what she stands in the need of, God. So according to thy will, God, thy will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Grant her that serenity, God, to accept those things she can't change, but give her the courage to change those things she can and the wisdom to know the difference, God. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over your daughter tonight, that she's covered under your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, God. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Keep her covered under your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you continue to order her step to, from, for, and near, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, you let your Shekinah glory begin to rain down, God. Pour down, God. Pour your oil on her, God, and let it right down on her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Pour your oil on her, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we're going to praise you and we're going to glorify you. And we're going to thank you in advance, God, because we are winners, God. We are winners and we got the victory in you tonight, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can agree and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for taking her in, God, and keeping her covered under your blood. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're so worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
Father. And I thank you, and I thank God for answer prayers, because I believe that it's already done. Evangelist Clayton and Sister Nikhil, thank you for your prayer.
Thank you, Lord,
but thank God for you saying, plead the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He don't make no mistakes because you know, I had another topic, and I was coming out of 2 Corinthians tonight, and my topic was going to be looking for love in all the wrong places, but look how God interchanged that. You know, when you done look over something and God will come right in, right at the feet, and turn things around, change it. Amen. That right there was for you tonight. That was for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
It certainly was. Amen. And I can totally agree with that. If you guys only two. Yes, it was. Definitely
for me.
Amen.
Praise God. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. This life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The love we give is not our own. The love He gives is not our own. The love
He gives. It's not our own. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. The life we live is not our own. The life we live is not our own. The love we give is not our own. The love we give is not our own. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. We belong to you. You. We belong to you, God. We belong to you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We belong
Amen.
To you, God. The life that we live in is not our own. The love that we give is not our own. We belong to you, Lord, because we already bought with a price. The ultimate price that he paid, you and I, that's love. That's love. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is there anyone else? We don't want to miss anybody. Anybody else? Amen. Praise God. Thank you all. And amen. Thank Pastor Bonnie, Lady Bonnie. Thank you all. Thank each and every one of you. And I'm going to put it back into the hands of Queen Nikhil. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. If no one else has anything to say, then I'd like for you to close us out in prayer.
Amen. Most gracious Father God Almighty, we come at the end of this service, God, this fellowship, God. And Lord, just giving you the glory and giving you the praise, God, like no other. Thank you, God, for what you have brought to the table tonight, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and moving stuff out of the way, but you get the increase, God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for your blessing assurance, God. Now, Lord, look down upon each and every household, Father God, tonight, God, and look down on every member, God, like no other. You're so worthy to be praised, God. And Lord, if it be thy will that we awaken on tomorrow morning, God, you get the glory out of every story, God, and keep your angels of protection around our children and our children's children. Watch over Pastor Bonnie as he at work tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Miss Emily, Lord, and missionary Ken, Lord, watch over them, God, like no other. Miss Ruthie, God, do it, God, for me, God, like no other, God, for you're able, God, to do all things. And, Lord, as we leave this place, never from the presence of you, that you rest, rule, and that you abide with each and every one of us. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed,
amen.
Each and every one of you. And have a Jesus-filled evening.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. God bless. Love you all.
You
can
love you all.
Love you. Hello to the Lockleys as well. God bless you guys.
God bless you all. Love hearing you all.
Love you more.
Definitely. Love you guys. Big heart, big hug.
I'm sending a big hug. I'm sending a hug.
I'm sending my hugs and kisses everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
And the love, blessings, and prayer.
And Muriel, she's sitting here kissing at y'all too. My sister-in-law. She said she loves you all too.
Love
all
you
right.
too.
All right. Amen.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.